Well, the National Parole Board will hold a hearing in British Columbia today for convicted murderer Brian Doyle, who was, of course, from St. John's, Newfoundland. In 2003, Doyle pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in connection with the 1991 death of Catherine Carroll. He was sentenced to life in prison without chance of parole for 18 years. Now, that sentence came 12 years after Carroll's brutal murder at her St. John's home. It was a crime for which her son Gregory Parsons was originally charged and convicted. Now, from the start, Parsons maintained he was innocent, and it was eventually DNA evidence that cleared him of the crime and set police on a course to arrest and, of course, convict Doyle. Parsons wanted to attend today's parole hearing, but was denied access because of the COVID-19 situation. He's outraged by the decision. Now, while he won't be there in person to face his mother's killer, he did write and release his victim impact statement. He read that statement for VOCM News. A strong warning this morning for our listeners. This, of course, was a brutal crime, if you remember it. Some of what you're about to hear contains graphic content. Here's Greg Parsons.
Words can't describe how hard and long I've worked on this victim impact statement. The damage that this sadistic, murdering butcher, Brian Doyle, has scarred and tormented me and my family for all my adult life. This waste of human life should never see the light of day again. Because he framed me for my mom's murder, and the Newfoundland justice system wanted to cover up their mistakes. They had him in and out of court in only 5 days with a sweet second-degree murder deal. Every time I close my eyes and I try to sleep, I think of watching the video of him confessing to mom's murder. I picture him making statements like, he left the party, walked for 10 minutes to mom's house. But before he left the party, he took someone else's shoes to cover his tracks, snuck in through mom's basement window, took a knife from mom's kitchen drawer, disrobed in my old bedroom, and jumped into bed with my mother with sex on his mind. It horrifies me to know that mom had to run to the bathroom and try to fight for her life while being pursued by this savage. It has such an impact on me, knowing that he held down my frail mother and slashed her 53 times, almost cutting her face off, and jumped into the shower while she was dead or dying on the bathroom floor. I feel so victimized knowing that how he described it took 10 minutes to walk to mom's house, and he spent 2 hours there committing the crime and cleaning up, as well as disposing of the murder weapon in the neighborhood, only to return to the party where everyone was drunk. So he lay down on the floor for an hour and returned the shoes so he could provide an alibi for himself. It sickens me to feel that I was accused of this horrific crime. It still haunts me 29 years later. He was free for 12 years while I wore the mask of his crime. It sickens me to listen to him and the video stating that he would kill another man's wife, but he wanted to have sex with her first. That he would have slashed the woman up and have sex with her and pinned it on the neighbor. Knowing that he was trying to get into organized crime in his deviant world, I'm so victimized by this whole system, knowing in my heart and soul that the crime was first-degree murder and he should have been categorized as a violent offender and spent the rest of his life in maximum security prison and not put in the William Head Country Club to continue on with his own life and start a family. This animal was sentenced to life with no chance of parole for 18 years, which would bring that to 2021, yet the process for his release started 2 years ago. Where's the justice in this country? All I can say is that I will never give up this fight. If you're going to let him out, let him out. The world and karma will deal with him. I would rather see him in the real world than in the William Head Institute, Club Fed. He has never been punished for my mom's murder. He was never punished for framing me. He was never punished for putting a hit on my family. This man should not be released from prison. This man should be put back into a proper federal prison institution such as Dorchester or Renouse. This is so difficult. At the hearing I attended 2 years ago, you said that he was a moderate risk to offend. I have to disagree with you. He is a major risk to offend, and I feel sick that you would even consider putting him back into the community. The only way I cope with life is trying to be good to people and believing in karma. Karma is a very powerful thing, and I truly believe that what goes around comes around in this world, and his soul is damned. There will never be forgiveness in my heart for this monster. It is hard to believe that after 29 years, I would still be looking for justice for Mom. How can you put into words the impact this has had on my life? I struggle with PTSD, night terrors. I still see my mother's bloody body on the bathroom floor every time I close my eyes. I know how dangerous this man is, and it really scares me that as you might give him the opportunity to do it again. I implore you to put him in a proper prison and not to release him into the society and to never allow him to return to Newfoundland. He is not ready to be released. He should not be released. He's a killer. In my opinion, he is a very violent, dangerous offender. You need to hear the crimes that he admitted to during the undercover sting, Operation Castaway, such as a drive-by shooting in L.A., and the fact that he was going to try to join organized crime shows me the lengths that this animal would go through with his psychopathic personality. I'm very disappointed with the parole board for not postponing the hearing during this never seen before pandemic to allow me to attend to fight for my mom. I wasn't going to write a victim impact statement because you were going to let him out anyway. And you're not going to postpone this so I can attend, so why bother? I've decided instead I'll have my say anyway in the public forum to raise awareness of how the Corrections Canada and the parole board are dealing with these violent offenders, and this is happening to other families of victims across Canada. What deterrent is there for the criminal not to kill our loved ones? And where is the justice for the loved ones who've had been butchered? I'm very disappointed and disgusted with the parole board, and the rights of these homicidal maniacs are put before the rights of the victims' families. It has been 29 years of my life taken from me, and all of my mom's life. I'm going to try to move on, as I said, but there will be no forgiveness for you, Brian Doyle. And there will be a time when you are judged by a higher court, and then Mom and my family and I will have the justice, as your soul is damned.
And that was Gregory Parsons reading his victim impact statement. He won't get to read it today at the parole hearing for his mother's killer, Brian Doyle, in British Columbia, because the parole board has denied anyone access to that hearing because of what's going on with COVID-19.